following is a previously broadcast program.
Hello, how do you do? This is a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
The Great Hall.
Confusion.
Distraction.
Lost in the garden where the path is overgrown, where once I walk.
I keep forgetting what day it is. I keep forgetting what year it is.
Confusion.
Is still fusion.
Do you know, actually, I'm not 100% on that. Do you know what day it is?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Is it?
Tuesday?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Thank you.
So yesterday was Flying Ant Day, and I'd left the windows open on the camper van. And so when we got back from our walk yesterday afternoon, the camper van was absolutely full of flying ants. Mm. So I had to take the roof light out so that the ants could actually fly upwards and outwards and shoo them all out. And then inside the porch, the tent porch canopy thing, you could look up through the material, and there were just thousands and thousands of flying ants stuck in the puddles on the top of it. So we didn't get onto our gin and tonic until we didn't notice.
All flying ants are telling their friends, you won't believe what experience we had last night. There were these people and we were all closed in, and then they came and opened something. Whoa, fly out.
Time stands still.
Reflection.
Who am I?
Stillness.
Hanging around in damp, dark places.
Where have the people gone, and when will they return?
Thomas Watson, who departed this life on the 9th day of August, 1859, age 74. Sacred, 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 says the stone above your head. You, beloved, you departed. You were sacred when you lived, and you are sacred now you're dead.
It must have been a hot day, John Edmonds, on the 17th of August, 1840, to make you dive into the River Dart, not knowing perhaps how to swim, or unaware of the occasional currents or submerged rocks. You're a long way from Stokenham, John. You came with your sweetheart, Mary Fairbrother, who went on to live until 80. She died in her bed in August 1890. To her dying days, she always thought of you when the harvest came in. She never swam in a river ever again, even though she lived close to the Thames and taught all her 11 children how to swim by standing on the bank, a rope tied to their middle to save them from drowning.
Daughter, daughter.
In memory, this life, sacred, his wife departed, died 1833.
In this cathedral, a canopy whispers, distorting light and sound from within and outside. The walls of this cathedral are green, moss, twig, branch and berry. The glass of the ceiling has long since departed, becoming the sand underneath the tree.
Yew tree, the guardian, now guarded by rope. John's lad, and his wife Joanna, 1595, death. For 2,000 years, rooted
in Gloucestershire's western bird, till passing Apollo,
lowered his chariot
to admire,
and plucked a seed to drop
in soil fertile, receptive to himself. In
the Tilia's roots found home
and grew
with music,
light, poetry,
all by Apollo, nourished
through sun rays.
Raindrops of inspiration.
Breath of humankind who walked its shade.
Thus, Tilia's scent fulfills
the ones who seek.
Time stands still.
We can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
So if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
So time, if we fine tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
If we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
We can hear the blossoms
sing. So if we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing. Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune, our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears, we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
So
if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
If we fine-tune our ears,
time stands still.
We can hear the blossoms sing.
If we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing.
Time stands still.
Time stands still.
So if we fine-tune our ears,
we can hear the blossoms sing. Here rolls the sea, and even here lies the other shore.
waiting to be reached. Yes, here is the everlasting present. Not distant, not anywhere else.
And yet still I want to be here, keep coming back for more, sitting on the grass, hoping for sunshine.
Joy, enjoy, rejoice.
Joy.
Joy, happiness, laughter, company, sharing, connection.
Spring comes, and with it the sounds of animals as life returns to the garden.
Start the game.
The Great Hall.
I feel like it's such a powerful thing to be able to come together and create those ritual spaces where music becomes the focal point of grieving and also rejoicing. So
space.
And, you know, the permission to be bold and creative is only possible when there's a holding. And I think one of the things that creates that holding and that safety is the landscape itself. It's a very, somehow, something kind of magical about it that almost contains that.
Yeah, so the things I remember are in Aller Park, which is where I stay, which is now awful. The bathrooms are amazing. Old Victorian bars with wooden surrounds and like art and craft tilings. And I remember doing a Ghanaian drumming course and the gamelan course and vocal ensembles and vocal class. And I met a lot of good friends. one in particular really concerned, the board player called Anne. I remember I had a tie-dye skirt with those little bells on the bottom of it. Do you remember those? I walked around barefoot a lot. I had very long hair.
What was your first memory of the play?
It was rolling up my spine in Studio 6 and meeting one of my best friends, Rebecca Camilleri.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Was that a friend who you knew before or a friend that you met here?
I met here.
Okay.
She's now one of the, yeah, I speak, yeah. She's living in Mexico and I speak to her every day.
Oh, really? Oh, that's amazing.
There's been a lot of different changes at different times. Mm. And now it's changing again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But the thing of walking around the estate and just happening upon a little band of people playing a recorder ensemble or singing a madrigal under a tree, and that sort of quite bucolic, spontaneous, fresh air music making.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips I took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I've saw done God. That. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me.
Yeah,
Bob.
We did.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
let there be a CKUT.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Oh, this is a show from Radio. Eurogruppe Stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
govor ti je punakav, no sjeta 100% punakav, sam mnogo veden i kališka, no sjeta. Некои сметат дека поинтелигентно племе биле мјаците боже. Работа бескрајни занаети се, немаше на жилуваш, што работи градена работа. Овде немаше некој, некоја работа што не работеш. Една 15 години отил да скитам из Косово, Македонија, работа по море, по дидари. Ја на 15 години одил да скитам низ Косово, Македонија, работа на комонеш по дидари. Работа бескрајни занаети се, немаше на жилуваш, што работи градена работа. Овде немаше некој, некоја работа што не работеш. Некои сметат дека поинтелигентно племе биле мјаците боже. Ја на 15 години отил да скитам низ Косово, Македонија, работа како молеч по дидари.
Фрижидера долу на земи. Бадвайзер се.
Не се бадвайзери.
Бадвайзери
се.
0,5 се.
По-големи. Епа... Я сте прошел големи стрижите е, са... малечки.
Епа сега не знам шо е големо. Големо за мен е литър и пол. After you can take, no problem, take some beer.
Ah, okay, okay. You got this, no.
What?
This is Gotes. A Gotes?
Gotes guitar, yeah.
How many do you have?
One. The other one is from the house.
Ah, yeah.
Do you want to try it?
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, right. But you can try it like this.
I know the chords upside down, but I cannot play much.
in the night, in the fire, you can play together.
And bring the guitar.
There is acoustic guitar. You can play with acoustic and
I can play some chords and you can
yeah, yeah. It will be nice.
Thank you.
ephemeral moon. Once crested, then full, then crested too soon. Ephemeral moon. Was she lulled, destined to be marooned? Or beckoned, sentenced to doom? Or could it be she was just renting a room, stalled, distressed, and majestic full? Nay, the stubborn days are grace, and her candor hardly seasons, with the effervescent feeling of a glory been replaced. Mother of crops and mistress of waves, her fawning good night is good for any other day. As she fades, she still lingers, and whispers, maybe faint at first. But a day more, and the shore is sure to glitter. Give her some weeks, and her motherly form is sure to eclipse any other figure. Full in all her glory, wolves duly call to save face. The mantises pray, the apes dance, berating the fire, with shadows not cast by it, but by the moon. Competing in brightness, igniting the sea from its gloom, combusting the landscape, but brandishing no flame, entrusting each aching foothold to the weary traveler, unwilling to be tamed. Honest and hopeful, even in her sorrow, of being here today, but gone tomorrow. Like a good mother to an infant earth, you can expect her back too soon, our ephemeral moon.
The chords, I think I found. It's just the text, maybe.
Thank you.
je pujna kao, no sijata 100% pujna kao, no govede ni gališka, no sijata. Neko je smeta deka po inteligentno pleme bile mjacite bože. Работа бескрајни дана е ти се, немаше на живот, што работи граде на работа. Овде немаше некој, некој работа што не работи. Ја на 15 години отил да скитам из Косово, Македонија, работам по море, по бидери.
Transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.
Saturday, October 16th at the Ritz, Orchestra Criminal returns to the stage armed with their repertoire of ancient criminal tunes from Moldova, Morocco, Greece, Ukraine, Poland, Argentina, Afghanistan, Russia, and Mexico. Orchestra Criminal is a 10-piece of improv performers interpreting inspired renditions of adventurous gangster songs from a dangerous and forgotten era. Saturday, October 16th at the Ritz. Orchestra Criminal with special guests, Meduse. Tickets $15 in advance at blueskiesturnblack.com, $20 at the door. Doors at 6:30, a co-presentation of CKUT.
McGill University's 4th annual Queer History Month is taking place this October. Join in later in the month for more exciting programming, including a chat with an elder session from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 19th, a zine-making workshop on Thursday, October 21st from noon to 2 p.m., a trans and non-binary in academia panel discussion on Wednesday, October 27th from 6 to 8 p.m., and finally a queer open mic night with performances by Opera Queens on Thursday, October 28th, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Queer History Month will be opened and closed by Elder Gawenodas Sedalio Fazio. Visit the Equity at McGill webpages, www.mcgill.ca/equity, for a complete list of Queer History Month events organized by McGill's Office of the Provost and Vice Principal Academic and their partners. The goal of McGill's Queer History Month is to raise awareness, advance education, and increase visibility of 2S LGBTQIA communities by recognizing their histories and contributions, building bridges, and bringing together McGill students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and Montreal community members.
Depuis toujours, les infirmières prennent soin des patients avec cœur et dévouement.
Aujourd'hui, c'est à notre tour de prendre soin de ces professionnels en valorisant leurs compétences et en assurant rapidement un meilleur équilibre entre travail et vie familiale. C'est également l'occasion pour les personnes qui ont quitté le réseau public de revenir prêter main forte avec de meilleures conditions. Plus que jamais, nous avons besoin d'elles pour améliorer la vie des patients. Pour en connaître davantage sur notre plan d'action, rendez-vous à québec.ca/infirmière. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKUD, ma radio, communautaire, j'y ai trop. CKUD.ca, yo, CKUD.
90,3 FM, Montréal.
Ha ha ha.